Have you been to Daejeon, the city in Korea known for being no fun? I am DJ Alex, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Monday, January 12, 2026, and we just heard Kissum with No Jam. Although Daejeon is only about a 2 hours drive from Seoul, it's not what we would call a tourist hotspot. There isn't much to do, and people say, which probably helped the city earn the moniker No Jam, No Fun City. However, there's one thing that people have been going out of their way to visit Daejeon for, and I'm one of them. Their friend, Soboro or Twiso. Bread and other baked delicacies sold at a local bakery chain. But did you know that this bakery chain recently received one of the most unexpected congratulations imaginable? It was from the Vatican and the Pope himself. We're talking about Seongsimdang. Seongsimdang, the beloved bakery based in Daejeon, marked its 70th anniversary this year. And Pope Leo XIV sent a personal message praising not its pastries, but its values. The message was delivered by Cardinal Lazarus Yu Hyung-sik. In it, the Pope offered his blessing and commended Seongsimdang for its long-standing commitment to what he called an economy for all, highlighting the bakery's decades of support for low-income communities and its role in strengthening local solidarity. Starting off as a simple dent outside Daejeon Station in 1956 that sold steamed buns, Seongsimdang has grown into one of Korea's most recognizable bakeries, famous nationwide for its bread, and locally for quietly donating everything that was not sold that day to neighbors in need. Oh, I did not know that. In a country often focused on speed and scale, Seongsimdang's story stands out, proof that sometimes a small bakery can leave a very large footprint. Oh, now I really want to eat one of those. I don't like the savory one. I like the ones with red bean inside. The Twiso, Twim Soboro, it's like a fried dough, very crispy, and inside there's like red bean. Oh, 맛있겠다. The fun thing is about, you know, they're trying to make this Seongsimdang a special thing about Daejeon since long ago, so you cannot find this in Seoul or other regions. That's how special it is. All right, now I'm getting hungry. I need to get some bread. So let's listen to a song related to this. This is 놀아줘 with Bread. Bang!
Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show.
Thank you very much, our dearest Brian Hyung. You are dismissed. You may go home. Bye-bye. So let's take a song break before we move on. We have 2 songs here back-to-back. The first one is Alpha Drive 1 with Formula, followed by Mino of Shiny, Tempo. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat, so let's refuel or wind down together talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. Maybe it's not the most fun city in the country, but it seems like Daejeon is certainly a livable one. You've probably heard about Korea's notoriously low birth rate. But another issue that plagues this nation is the concentration of people in the Seoul metropolitan area. So we're seeing regional cities become smaller and smaller while the metropolitan area grows abnormally large with more youth moving in search of better opportunities and jobs. But the first time in more than a decade, the population of Daejeon is growing again and young people are leading the comeback. According to the city, Daejeon's population stood at just over 1.44 million at the end of last year, an increase of about 1,500 people from the previous year. It may sound modest, but it marks the city's first population rise in 12 years. It also ends a long period of decline that began being after a peak in 2013. The turnaround was driven not by higher birth rates, but by people moving in, especially young adults. Nearly 40% of new arrivals were in their 20s, while another 20% were in their 30s. In other words, 6 out of every 10 newcomers were under 40. And why are they coming? It wasn't delicious bread. Jobs topped the list. Nearly 37% cited employment or business opportunities as their main reasons for moving, followed by marriage and household changes, education and housing. In a country grappling with aging population and shrinking cities, Daejeon's rebound offers a rare bit of good news. And it's a reminder that when young people see opportunity, they're still willing to grab it. Oh my god, maybe I should move to Daejeon. Not for opportunity, but for the bread! Alright, let's take a song break and listen to two songs back to back. First of all, we have Epic High with Catch, featuring Hwasa, followed by Kara, When I Move. What the?
K-pop?
Welcome to What the K-Pop! Every Monday we choose a K-Pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And we will go over it with our writer, Karen!
That's right! I was trying to match your what the.
How are you?
I'm good!
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
I've been seeing you from time to time. Mm-hmm. And you seem always so energetic.
Energetic. Mm. I try my best.
I mean, given that, I mean, I know our listeners know already, but you're like a mom. Yeah. Like so many things. You're still so active. Mm. 대단해요.
Oh,
진짜.
That's not our word from last week.
I know. 아줌마! Welcome here, 아줌마! that's what I heard from Brian. Mm,
yeah, I know. He calls me that all the time. But he's 아저씨 too.
맞아. Yeah. 아재 Brian.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like that. 짜증나.
I know.
Sometimes when I look at him, I'm like, okay, I still have hope. He gives me hope, actually.
Yeah, yeah, of course. He does not give me hope.
귀만 파괴죠.
Unfortunately.
He's probably 귀가 간지러워요. Like his ears, like each of us are talking behind him.
He's going to tune in.
Oh, no, I hope not. Oh, my God. Brian, we love you.
Yeah, so what we do during the first part of What the K-Pop is, we talk about our kids. We talk about my husband. we usually do that. And then we talk about how Brian's very happy because he doesn't have a wife or kids.
Ah, that's so Brian. But I could relate. I mean, sometimes whenever I see people with families, part of me, I'm like, ah, 부럽다. They're like 인생 선배. Because you guys already advanced more than me having like, you know, a partner, kids already. Mm-hmm. While I'm stuck here. But at the same time, when it comes to like traveling or free time,
no free time, no traveling. Well, I mean, we can travel, but traveling is...
You worry a lot even though you travel.
No, I don't worry. It's just a lot of work.
Oh, man. Yeah, have you traveled with your kids ever?
Of course.
Oh, you did it already. Because a lot of people are like, 너무 귀찮아서.
We've moved cross-country. Like, not cross-country. We've moved to another country. Oh, moving, man. Traveling. It's just a lot of work because there's, you know, when you're by yourself, you're packing for yourself.
Right.
You're planning for yourself.
Exactly.
When there's just two people, you're just planning for the two of you.
Exactly.
But then when there's four.
How old are your kids? I forgot.
My kids, my older one, he's going into high school in Korea.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then the little one, she's going into fifth grade.
Oh man. Yeah, I remember
she's turning 11
last week. I think you were saying that your older one always wins a fight. Is that correct? Like when they argue, when your kids argue, the older one usually wins. Is that? Oh, maybe
no,
it's
the younger one. The younger one. Yeah, because she's a fighter.
Oh man, but high school. Oh man,
high school. Yep.
Because for guys, I remember Sachungi, my puberty. Mm-hmm. Mine kicked in really late. It was during my high school days.
I think he's like you because he's like at the peak of puberty right now.
Oh man,
he's at the rebellious stage.
If you need any help, call me anytime.
Do you want? Why are you gonna beat him up?
난 그래 잘했어. 정신 차려.
Oh yes, he needs that. Yeah, because
it's gonna be over very soon.
I hope so. Yeah. It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, for me, I think I kind of 정신 차려 like became better after I graduated high school.
Graduated high school.
Yeah. So how many years more to go? Two, three.
I'm three.
Ooh, good luck.
Are you a winter baby?
I am a summer baby.
You're a summer baby, and still, because I was thinking it came a little late for him because he was born on December 30th.
So really?
Yeah, he's a very late baby.
Oh.
So I was thinking, yeah, I mean, he's younger than, you know, his peers. Right. So maybe that's why it came a little late, because I think for most of his peers, mm-hmm. puberty's kind of over now.
Actually, I think it really depends on a person.
Yeah.
Oh. Good luck!
But anyway, so what we also have to do is we have to go over what we learned last week.
Last week, actually, it's the first time I heard about that term, actually.
Really?
어림 없어.
어림 없어.
Yeah, so I heard the skit, mm-hmm. and Brian was just being himself.
Yeah, of course. He's always himself. Yeah, but
Korean ajumma.
You use this when someone's like, for example, I use this a lot at home when the kids are saying something ridiculous. Like, we usually fight about screen time.
Oh.
Yeah, and the little one's like, oh, ma, can I, like, watch 3 hours of TV today? And,
right.
And when you want to dismiss them in a really strong way, you can say, oh.
어림 없어.
어림 없어. And
no
that
way.
Means no. Yeah, so it's a really strong way to say no.
Right. I didn't really pay attention to 어림 없어. Maybe I did hear, but I didn't really pay attention to it.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want, instead of saying 안 돼, instead of saying no, you can say 어림 없어. Yeah.
어림 없다. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'll start using that. It sounds more like, you know, polite than just 안 돼. 안 돼 just sounds like no.
Yeah.
Which is why I say absolutely not.
Yeah.
Right? It sounds much better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks for teaching me that. Now I can use it.
Yeah.
So for today, what are we going to learn?
Okay. So today we're going to learn an expression from Girls' Generation.
Ooh.
Are they in the same like
timeline
as you guys?
Yeah. They were our 선배 for like 1 or 2 years.
Okay.
A few years. And we saw all the 음악 방송.
Oh, were you like in the 대기실, the waiting rooms
of
together?
Of course. We're seeing them dance all this.
Did you have a crush on anyone of them?
No.
Not your style?
I'm just going to be very honest because they're from SM. Look at Brian here. He's also from SM too. You know they have this vibe?
You have something
so
against
hard
the,
to go,
the
go towards them.
Oh, like so they're
standoffish?
Are we a myeongpoong?
We are like the, you know.
The what is it? Like the, because they
we're a luxury brand.
They started the whole like idol industry.
Exactly. They're like the top three. It was like SM, YG, JYP,
so
right?
They were all uppity and like they had their noses up in the air.
So SM is very like that. JYP is more friendly.
Uh-huh.
Like I think it's like Park Jin Young something. He's like very American style.
Oh.
And YG is super hip hop snobbish. 안녕하세요 선배님. And they look at you like, very,
with their noses also it's their, up in
it's
the
their,
air.
Like, it's their style, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just every company has their own style.
I love hearing about this. This is so much fun.
재밌죠?
Yeah.
Oh,
my
fun.
Goodness. Okay, so I guess, so you just say hello and then you go about and do your own thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
And all the SM artists, we just 끼리끼리 놀아요.
Yeah,
just
and they look at
themselves.
You and they're like, don't talk to me.
They don't even have to say that. Their aura there is just like, okay, there's a wall there.
Oh, so they'd be like, 어림 없어.
어림 없지. 당연히 없죠.
You can't have a crush on me, 어림 없어. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
But we're going to listen to their song and we're going to learn an expression from their song, G,
mm-hmm.
one of their really, really popular songs.
Right.
So we have a skit and in the skit, we're going to play co-workers.
Okay.
So let's get into it.
All right. Whoa, wait.
What? 왜? 뭔데? Did I spill coffee on my shirt again?
No. Just don't move. Stop smiling, okay?
Why?
Because 너무 눈이 눈이 부셔. Your teeth are like literally attacking my eyes.
Oh, what? They're just teeth.
Oh, 눈 부셔. Oh, those are not just teeth. Those are commercial level teeth, okay?
Oh, I just used some whitening strips.
Are you sure? They look like they're polished with headlights. 너무 눈이 부셔.
Wow, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
But it's not a compliment. I mean, every time you smile, my productivity just dropped 20%.
Maybe you're just sensitive.
Sensitive? 아니야. I can see my future reflected in your molars.
Ah, like this?
Stop, please. Stop, stop, stop. Anyway, you're making me squint indoors. 눈이 너무 부셔. Why am I squinting indoors? Oh, my goodness.
So you're saying I'm 눈이 부셔?
Yes, physically, emotionally, possibly legally.
Good. I've always wanted to brighten up the office.
Oh, congratulations. You did it. Now, please, close your mouth or I'm wearing sunglasses to meetings.
Okay, no promises.
Oh, maybe I should report your teeth to the HR. Oh! The song is Girls' Generation. So when she did G, brings up all my memories, especially right? The part Pabo. Ooh, 귀여워. Not when some people do it, though. No. Please do not try that.
What do you mean not when some people do it?
진짜, some people next to me, around me, when they do like Pabo, I'm like, oh.
Oh, it makes you want to barf.
Yeah, 진짜. Okay. Anyway, so about this song, what are we going to learn?
Yeah, which part? Yeah. So this song, first of all, it's not new. It's pretty old. I don't like saying old, but it is. Mm-hmm. It's from 2009. Mm-hmm. And it's about a girl who has fallen in love for the first time. Mm. And she's just so flustered that she doesn't know what to do.
Exactly. Mm. Oh, man. Now I remember this. 2009 was the time when we did Mamma Nani.
Uh-huh.
And then Girls' Generation suddenly came out with all these like colorful skinny jeans.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That they made skinny jeans hot.
Exactly. Especially the colorful ones.
Yes, the
which
colorful
now
ones.
It won't work. So please don't try that, everybody.
And I think they made everyone work out their
the ties and the butt and
yes!
everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's damn. Because afterwards, it's like 소원은 말해봐.
Yeah,
they make their like legs
the
even
legs,
more slimmer.
The legs.
Oh man, my goodness, good luck.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's about a girl that is seeing this guy. She's infatuated with him.
Oh.
So she says. 너무 너무 멋져 눈이 눈이 부셔.
So, so you're so cool and so handsome that my eyes are like so.
It's been so long since I've felt this way for anyone, right? So yeah. So 너무 멋져. So he's so handsome. He's so charming. He's so wonderful. Any sort of word that will describe someone that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And he's so amazing that 눈이 부셔. My eyes are just. He's like shining.
Right.
Yeah, so he has
blinding.
This aura.
Wow.
So he's blinding me.
Right.
And then she says, 너무 부끄러워 쳐다볼 수 없어. So, you know, it's that feeling of first love when, like puppy love.
Oh, I'm so sure I can't even look at him.
Yeah,
oh my
you can't
God.
Look at him because he probably doesn't know that you like him. Or he probably does. But,
티나요, 다 알아요.
Yeah, but you want to keep it a secret.
Right.
So I'm so embarrassed. I'm a little shy. I can't even look at him. And then she says, 밤에 잠도 못 이루죠. So she's thinking about him all night that she just can't sleep. She's, like I said, infatuated with this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So our expression was 눈이 부셔.
눈이 부셔.
And it can be literal or it can be figurative. So if it's literal, it means something so bright it's blinding your eyes.
Right.
Or it can mean like this guy. He's so handsome. He's so amazing that you are kind of like, dazzled by him.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was it used in our skit then?
So in our skit, my teeth were... very white. They were dazzling.
Right.
They were blinding.
Ah, oh, I have to say, I do see a lot of people with that. It's a commercial level. This is so.
Did I don't
you
think
write
they're
this?
Real teeth.
Of course, it's laminate, right? I don't understand. I'm not trying to diss anybody. Sorry, I apologize. If you want to complain, just look for Cherong PD님. Okay, complain with KBS. Our email is kpop@kbs.co.kr. I'm just gonna peck pull. I mean, people when they do this laminate on the teeth, it's like so fake and it's blue color.
No, you can make it look natural.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can choose the color.
But some of the, I mean, one of the famous one actually it's on the SNS, it was viral because Gabi, remember that lady, Gabi, yeah. the dancer?
Yeah.
She was like, she went into this like horror house or somewhere in the amusement park and then the blue light make her teeth, she was like glowing in the dark yeah. with her teeth. So I was like, oh, why do you want to make it so fake? But well, people like it though.
I met my friend, she recently, I think it was during the summer, she came to Korea mm-hmm. and that was the thing that she wanted to get done because mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like it's more of an obsession in the U.S. Like, she doesn't wear makeup. Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't wear makeup. The only thing she is kind of worried about on her face is nice, bright.
The smile.
Yes, the smile. Ah. So she's been saving up mm-hmm. to get it done.
Right.
And she said that you can choose the different kind of shade to make it look more natural or to make it look really, really white.
But why do people make it really, really, really white then?
Because it turns into your natural... You have to give it a little time, and it turns into your natural teeth color.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can start out really white, but it's still going to turn into your teeth color.
Oh, really? But it's too white sometimes. When I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's
that
like a
pansapan. That means they just got it done.
Yeah, right? But I really discourage people to do it because apparently it's not good long term. When you get older.
Because you kind of shave off your actual teeth. But I did read recently that they're coming up with new technology.
Right, I heard about that too.
You don't have to shave off so much of your actual teeth.
But that one is more expensive, I heard.
Probably. Even the one that you get done is expensive.
So I heard the newer technology, instead of like doing the whole thing, because they were complaining and saying that the older version, back in the days, a lot of idols did that actually a period of time.
Because, on TV, you get very self-conscious.
Right.
Yeah.
So the problem with that is when you get older, it gets so heavy, your teeth might not be able to like hold it.
Oh, you have to get implants.
Yeah, so it might fall and you have a lot of like aftersurf AS.
Oh, no.
That they say. So the newer version nowadays is like doing one by one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, yeah. So my friend, she just chose like how many she wanted to get done, like from the top and the bottom.
That is expensive
where you would see the smile. Yeah, and it was still really expensive. It was really expensive.
Yeah, but a nice smile actually do make a difference.
But she said it was worth it. I looked at her and I really could not tell. But I think for the person getting it done, they are...
Confidence.
Yes, it has to do with confidence.
They smile better.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So my white teeth, they were so blinding. They were dropping. They were making your productivity level drop by 20%.
Right, exactly. 20%. That was so funny.
They kept saying, 눈이 부셔, 눈이 부셔. Yeah. So you can use it, like we said, figuratively, like a compliment when you say, when you see someone step out in a really nice dress.
Oh,
you
red
look amazing.
Carpet.
Yes, you look amazing today. Oh, 너무 눈이 부셔.
Right.
And that would be a really nice compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it very literally to say that, oh, I was driving today and the sun, 너무 눈이 부셨어.
Right.
And it would be, my eyes were really, they were hurting because it was so bright.
Mm.
Yeah.
And one thing I must say for foreigners, we always kind of confused with 부셔 and 부셔.
Right? It's actually the same.
Right, because we always say 부셔, 부셔 butter is like try to break something.
Yes, 부시다,
I love that snack that sounds like the
부셔.
The 부셔 thing. That's why I say 부셔 and 부셔.
It's just fried
noodles.
Yes.
Noodle snacks. It just reminds me of that.
Yeah.
All right, so today we learned something about how to say, literally you can say the sky is like so, 눈이 너무 부셔.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say somebody's aura, it's just so 눈이 부셔.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so you can use it today.
Say that to someone today.
Right.
Say it to your mom today.
엄마!
Oh, you're so beautiful.
너무 눈이 부셔.
I want to hear it from my kids today.
Then if the kids say that, you're going to be like scared. Like, what happened? Did he do anything? Did he make any mistake or did anything wrong?
Oh, 눈이 부셔. 엄마. You're so
무서워.
Beautiful. 눈이 부셔.
All right. So that was our What the K-pop word of the day. 눈이 부셔, meaning it's blinding.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to listen to the full song of G by Girls' Generation. 소녀시대. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Karen. That was Girls' Generation 소녀시대 with G. And let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow we have In Case You Missed It, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. On Wednesday, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on Requests and Responses. So make sure to send in your song requests throughout the week. On Thursday, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to our weekly question, which is posted on our gram at KBS K-pop. And on Fridays, we have Lights, Camera, Action, where we talk about K-dramas and films and listen to related songs. We also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about everything and anything that's going on. Remember, you can send in your song requests, Y2C answers, comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's our gram at KBS K-pop, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, the FB, of course, we're talking about, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. All right, let's listen to a song and be right back. This is A-Pink with Love Me More. And that's it for us today. Taking us out, we have two songs back to back. First of all, we have Suji with A Day, Haru, followed by Brown Eyed Soul, Moments Like This, 우리들의 순간. Our producer is Chae Ryung-kwon, our writer is Karen Choi, and I'm Alexander of UKIS. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.